Beth began to fly. And when times are tough, she draws on those moments and lets them drive her. Even though she's known for her goal-scoring ability, it's her work rate that has always impressed me. She is one of the best pressers in the WSL, and that's what has really elevated her game over the last few years. What Beth delivered in 2021 and 2022 is almost unheard of. I can think of only a few players who have come close to doing what she did. Wayne Rooney, who headed into Euro 2004 on top of the world and lit up the tournament until sadly getting injured in the quarterfinal against Portugal. Maybe Gazza at the 1990 World Cup, and Kelly Smith, who scored 30 goals in 34 games for Arsenal in their quadruple winning season. It takes someone special to consistently deliver at such a level for 10 months. Beth was a runaway train last season too. Nothing could get in her way. Just before the end of the campaign, as Arsenal pushed Chelsea all the way to the last day, I sent Beth a message a few days after Arsenal had demolished Aston Villa 7-0 and Beth had scored, and told her, "A goal every game, that's your level now. I will make the noise if you do the work." I didn't need to remind her, because she knew 2022 would be the year her game rose to another level and the whole world was going to stand up and take notice. I'm so proud of Beth as a person and a player. To do what she did on arguably the biggest stage in a highly pressured home tournament, I can't help but smile when I think about it. Not only the Golden Boot winner, but also the player of the tournament. Achieving that individually whilst part of a group that achieved something remarkable, it's special. I can't wait to see what she's going to do next, because there's absolutely no limit to her ability. She has proved she can be the best in the world and given us memories that will last a lifetime. Ian Wright, former Arsenal and England forward, September 2022.